This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
I forgot to mention this in the first hour. I had mentioned that the Supreme Court is allowing President Biden to end the Remain in Mexico policy. What I forgot to add in is that I disagree with that decision, and therefore it only makes sense that I think we need to abolish the Supreme Court. Abolish it or pack it. I haven't decided
yet.
I don't know which one I'm going to go with yet. That should have been the poll question. Do we abolish it? Do we pack it? What do you think? But this is how the left operates. If they don't, I'm sorry. The last caller said I can't generalize. This is how some people on the left think.
Every Democrat except June.
Every Democrat except June thinks that when things don't go their way, you can just, scream and cry and try to codify what you want into law. Now, joining us to talk about this very thing is Libby Emmons from the Post Millennial. Libby, thank you so much for coming on the Grace Curley Show.
Thanks so much, Grace. Glad to be here.
Libby, Biden made it clear today he was speaking in Madrid. I'm sure you've seen a lot of these cuts, that he was not happy with the Supreme Court's decision. He thinks we need to codify Roe versus Wade into law. And he actually made mention, and my ears perked up during this part, of providing an exception of the filibuster if it gets in the way. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I think he has betrayed everything he has said previously. It's sort of interesting. He's been opposed to getting rid of the filibuster. He was opposed to that as a senator, and now he's in favor of it because he feels that enacting his own wishes on the American people is more important than congressional procedure. So that's what it is. He's backtracking for his own expediency.
When he says, if we have a we want to have a carve out or just make an exception. If you're just the regular person, and I consider myself the regular person listening to it, I kind of go, how does that work? I mean, you're just going to say, we're only going to do it this time. Is that what we're supposed to believe that the Democrats will do?
I don't think there's any reason to believe that. And what I think the Democrats need to realize is if they eliminate the filibuster, tell us it's only for just this one time so that they can get their policies and laws passed, the GOP is going to do the exact same thing, and the GOP is looking to take over the House come the November elections. This goes both ways. If the Democrats don't want to have their thing totally overruled, procedure abandoned, then they shouldn't do it to the other side.
Yeah, but they always do. They never learn that lesson.
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell warned them once. He said this will come back to bite you quicker than you think. And they still didn't understand until it came back to bite them. And another thing I wanted to ask you, Libby, is that there's this old expression that politics stops at the water's edge. And I hadn't really thought about the fact that he's in Madrid and he's bashing the Supreme Court. And as a president, you're really supposed to go over, when you're abroad and at least present a unified front. He's not doing that at all.
No, he's not doing that. And I think that it's a real mistake for our leaders to claim that branches of government are illegitimate because those branches of government make decisions or enact legislation that they disagree with. Disagreement is the spice of our democracy. At no point does it mean that the Supreme Court is illegitimate, Congress is not illegitimate, the Electoral College is not illegitimate, the White House is not illegitimate. None of these things are illegitimate just because you may disagree with them. It's completely anathema to the concept of democracy to believe that branches of government are all going to just agree with what you want them to do at any given point in time. That's not what they're about.
Yeah, and we've heard Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about reining in the Supreme Court, talking about using federal lands to set up abortion clinics or abortion services. Mm-hmm. What do you make? Tents, yeah. What do you make of that idea?
I think obviously that's a very stupid idea. We also had the Pentagon saying that they would make sure that members of the military could continue aborting their babies uninterrupted. But what AOC and I think Liz Warren were talking about in terms of putting abortion clinics on federal lands, I wonder if that actually goes against the Hatch Act, which says that federal funds cannot be used for abortions. I don't know where they're getting the idea that it's okay for the federal government to just start providing the facilities to, terminate pregnancies.
Now, Libby, just to switch gears here for a second, there was a horrible murder yesterday in New York City. A young mom was shot dead on the Upper East Side. And I wanted to get your reaction to Eric Adams. He basically immediately went after the gun in this situation. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of rhetoric in New York right now, especially because of the Supreme Court decision last week that struck down a law in New York regarding concealed carry. Are these politicians reacting in a way that is in any way constructive to the issues that New York is facing?
No, they're not at all. They're just not at all. This young woman was shot in the head, I believe, while walking her child across the street on the Upper East Side in Manhattan in a relatively, safe area. And I found the crime absolutely shocking. I found what Adams said even further shocking, saying that he wanted to go after guns. Whose guns? Do we really believe that the person who, ran up to this woman and shot her in the head in cold blood was in some way a legal gun owner? Was in some way, had applied for a concealed carry permit, and that's how he was out on the street doing this? No, of course not. The person who had this gun, I don't know. I'm not in the police. Likely, though, this was a gun that the person who shot it did not have a permit for, had purchased in some side way, not in a legal way. We consistently see these politicians who are opposed to guns and want gun control going after legal gun owners, the ones who are following the law, the ones who keep their guns locked up in their homes, keep their ammunition separate from their weapons, go to the gun ranges, right? Plan to use it for self-protection if needed. The legal gun owners are not the problem. And we're consistently seeing regulations depriving these people of their rights while the criminals are just allowed to run around shooting mothers in the head as they cross the street. What is this? What Adams needs to do is go after the illegal guns, the ones that nobody has permits for. But everyone's so afraid to be called a racist for going after these guns that they just don't do it and they just allow these things to happen. Could you imagine this child has to grow up now like this, this woman's family? It's just unbearable to see this kind of negligence on the behalf of the politicians who then go out there and they pump up their own stupid policy ideas. This is a woman's life. I mean, this is a child's life, too, who now has to grow up without their mother. And they clearly just don't even seem to care. They just want to push their own stupid agendas.
I know.
I hate what they're doing to the city. I'm sorry. I hate it so much. I love this city. They just want to ruin it. They just want to make it difficult for citizens who follow the laws to live here.
No, very well said, Libby. And, you just got me thinking. We're talking about how there's this sense that these politicians don't care. And my mind immediately went to the 51 migrants who died. It wasn't yesterday, so it must have been Tuesday that occurred, and it happened in Texas. And, Joe Biden's out there today. He has no problem bashing the Supreme Court. He has no problem talking about how Americans will fund this war in Ukraine for as long as it takes, no matter what. But no mention of those 51 migrants who really died because of these terrible policies on our border.
Yeah, the way that the Biden administration frames the border crisis as in some way they're doing the humanitarian thing by making, by basically decriminalizing illegal immigration is insane, because what they're actually doing is the opposite of humanitarian. They are facilitating a business of human trafficking and human smuggling where only the cartels are making money. They're violent cartels. They're bringing people across the border in whatever way possible, because they know that there's no repercussions for them either on Mexico's side, right, which clearly is, you know, can't control the lawlessness in their country, or on the U.S. side, where the illegal immigrants, once they're processed, are given free cell phones and sent off somewhere in the country to check back in later. You know, that's not, this isn't humanitarian. This is facilitating illegal human smuggling operations throughout the entirety of the Americas. That's not humanitarian. It's just, you know, it's not compassionate. None of these things.
Libby, my last topic here for you is that we saw this week that the J6 committee hearings brought in their star witness, Cassidy Hutchinson. Since then, everything has basically been debunked that she said. And there's a new CBS poll that shows that investigating January 6 was the least important issue to voters. What do you think is going to move the needle, at least for Democrats, as far as these midterms go?
Move the needle in terms of what, their willingness to stop talking about something literally no one cares about?
Yes, yes.
I don't think that there's any hope for these people. They're so obsessed with the idea of making sure that Trump doesn't get to run again, with discrediting all of his political allies and supporters in order to try and destroy the MAGA movement, which they can't do because it's essentially a movement of people. Like, this is a movement of the people. And if Trump doesn't run for president, someone else in a similar vein with similar ideas and policies and perhaps with less bravado, which, you know, take your opinion on that either way you want, will run. And the Democrats want to see it destroyed. They would prefer to be fighting against fiscally conservative Republicans who keep wearing their bow ties and just talk about how they want to live and let live so long as they can have lower taxes. And that era of the GOP dominance is just over. That's not what is wanted, you know. And I think the only thing that would get the Democrats perhaps off this J6 thing is if somebody else, some other powerful leader in the GOP, stood up and said, "Come at me now. You can't impeach me. You can't, like, complain about what I did on January 6th. You can't touch me. Come at me. Let's face it on the policies and the issues and stop attacking personalities." That would be interesting. I would love to see that, you know?
Yeah, and Libby, I don't know if you feel this way, but when I look at how they're handling Roe versus Wade, not to switch back to that, but we're talking about how a lot of what they do, it's very obvious that it's a new talking point. It's the new way to either distract from how bad things are or to try to mobilize voters in the midterms. But even for politicians, it just feels like it lacks any sort of subtlety. Like Joe Biden today talking about Roe versus Wade and then immediately saying, "The important thing is that people need to vote, to vote, to vote." I think there's not even any nuance to it. It's so obvious that you're trying to, I know we're always accused as Republicans of weaponizing and seizing and pouncing, but it makes it so obvious that they're trying to use these things as a way to convince their voters to go back to them. And I just wonder if even Democrats realize that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. It's pretty transparent political posturing. But I think what these Democrats don't realize is that the states where the citizens have overwhelmingly stated their preference to have abortion. And the states where the citizens have overwhelmingly stated their preference that they don't want abortion are not going to have abortion, right? Massachusetts is going to have abortion. California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, all of these places are going to continue having abortion. The states where the constituents don't want it aren't going to have it. So why, if you are a citizen in a state that doesn't, and you don't want abortion, you're not going to be swayed by some Democratic leader. And the people in states where there are abortions, where abortion is legal, they're already sending Democrat legislators to the House and the Senate. So Like, what are they? Who do they think they're really even talking to here?
That's a very good point. Libby Emmons, we thank you so much for coming on the show, as always. Everyone can follow Libby on Twitter, at Libby Emmons. Read all of her work at The Post Millennial. We hope to have you on again soon, Libby.
Thanks so much, Grace. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll be right back. If you want to call in about anything Libby and I just discussed, feel free. We also have Woker Joe coming up soon. So let's go to the break. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show store. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria for just $25. So get your half off Aviva Trattoria gift card now at gracecurlyshow.com. Just click on store. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What will Joe Biden do for the 4th? Stay in D.C., ice cream photo op, beach walk, or bike ride?
Now, there is a chance he does more than one, but Joe's moving a little slower lately, so I'm going to just go with one that I think is possible, and that would be the ice cream. It's been a while since he's taken an ice cream field trip, an ice cream extravaganza.
Well, there was one answer today where he just says sherbet in the middle of it as a non sequitur. So clearly ice cream is on his mind. I wish that was a joke.
Mint chocolate chip.
Ice cream photo op is in the lead at 72%. Beach walk at 24%. 5% for bike ride, and still a big ol' zero for staying in D.C.
All right, let's go to Mark. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Grace. How you doing? Yeah, I was just calling. We were talking about the filibuster and all that. I mean, this whole thing started with the Harry Reid nuclear option. You know?
Yeah.
They're the one, because of that, that's why the Supreme Court is like it is. They'll never see that, the Democrats. And then they're doing the same thing here with the filibuster. They're so short-sighted. I think your guest mentioned, you know, once the Republicans are going to get in, and then it's their turn. And it just kills me when they say, just this carve-out. First was for voting rights only, because that was the biggest thing. Now it's, you know, what we got going on here with, now they want to change this because of
the Supreme Court. And you know what? Manchin and Sinema oppose ending the filibuster to codify Roe versus Wade. This was just out like 25 minutes ago. So it doesn't matter how much they amp up the rhetoric and try to increase the temperature of the current situation. These two are not going for it, no matter what, it seems. 844-500-4242. Thank you very much for the call. Everyone should know something. It's very important. Woker Joke is coming up next. We're going to take a little break. We still have a lot to get to in today's show. I am going to play the Jamie Raskin. I am going to play more Joe Biden. I am going to read you a great Politico piece about Karine Jean-Pierre. But before we do any of that, we got to connect the dots. We got to get to the bottom of it. And that means we have to do, and we want to do, Woke or Joke. Get on the lines right now, and you could win an Aviva Trattoria gift card. It's 844-500-4242. You could be entered to win. Call in right now. Get on the lines. We'll be right back. The Wizard of Woke will be in studio.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. And I am thrilled to be here, especially because we have a special guest in the studio. This is the Wizard of Woke, or as you might know him, Taylor Cormier. How are you feeling today, Taylor? Some days you are feeling like you're just going to take down the competition, and other days you're not as sure.
Today I am neutral.
Neutral. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Wizard of Woke is at an even keel.
Oh, you're like Sweden. I mean, Switzerland.
Either way, what's
gonna,
the big deal?
I'm going to findalize Woker joke.
Can we actually play that Sweden cut just quickly so I can cross it off my list? This was Joe Biden with a little bit of a mix-up here. And who actually cut these today? Was it
Jared?
So you wrote, this is a glorious cut. So let's see if it actually stands up. Cut 8, please.
But he's getting exactly what he did not want. He wanted the Finlandization of NATO. He got the NATOization of Finland. Just think about this. That's what he thought. Now NATO and Sweden are closer than ever to joining, and this will occur. We're more united than ever.
Can't argue with that.
He's so proud of that weird term that he thought up but still gets wrong. He came up with that.
Finlandization.
Finlandization is what he's going for.
Maybe he should just stick with the words that are here. You know, yeah. When I think of people who should be creating new words or, you know,
coining phrases.
Yeah, coining phrases. He's not the first person who comes to mind. All right, Taylor Cormier's in the studio. That means it's your favorite time of the week. It's time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Pink haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
But the joke was on me.
All right, and we have full lines right now. Here's how it works. We're going to read you a headline. You have to decide if it's woke or is it a joke. And this is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. The patios are open where you can enjoy a spectacular plate of antipasto and a glass of wine. So visit them in Rentham, Malden, Westford, Marlboro, or Maynard. Taylor, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, let's start today with Sue. Sue, are you ready for your headline?
I'm ready, Grace. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. Be nice.
I'll try. Here's your headline. Oakland is America's new queer food capital. Here's where to eat.
That's woke.
That is woke.
Very good.
Very good,
Sue.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Stay on the line.
I'm not a big fat loser.
You're not a big time loser.
Not today.
Don't get too full of yourself though, Sue. There's always more time to be a big time loser later. You'll be entered to win an Aviva Trattoria gift card, so stay on the line. Congratulations. Let's go to Karina. You're up next. Are you ready for your headline, Karina?
Hi, yep.
All right, Karina, here is your headline. Vegan burger hyped for tasting like human meat wins award.
I will vote joke.
It is not a joke.
Oh!
Not a joke.
Oh, bummer.
Not a joke.
Indeed, that is a bummer. I feel bad saying this, Karina, but you're a big-time loser today.
Swedish plant-based food brand.
You know nothing about anything, frankly. You're a loser.
Oomph is the name of the company, created the unusual flesh-flavored burger, which won a Silver Brand Experience and Activation Lion at the Cannes Lions Festival of Creativity last week.
The Cannibal Lions was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
There was an
Despite
episode
the
of...
apparently eerie similarity to human flesh, which I don't know who they consulted on this, the spokesperson assures no humans were injured in the development of this product. I'm not buying that. I've seen Soylent Green.
This burger is pretty good, but it could use more girls.
Tastes like Edward G. Robinson. Mm.
There's an episode of Always Sunny where they think they're eating human meat and they become like obsessed with it.
It's very macabre.
Yes, it was one of the darker episodes. Shelley, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Shelley?
Yes, I am.
All right, Shelley, here is your headline. Wig envy, the troubling trend in drag privilege.
That is woke.
It is not woke.
No. By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
That's a good one, you guys. I love your show.
Thank you, Shelley. I love your confidence. I was sure she was
that
right.
That is woke. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
What is
not.
She?
Hmm?
What is Shelley? now that she's lost.
Oh, she's a big-time loser. I thought you were asking me to identify.
You're a loser.
To commit a microaggression and identify her. What is she? I'm like, I don't know. Shelley hasn't told us. Bob, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bob. All right, Bean, are you ready, Bob?
Yes, I am. Afternoon, y'all.
Okay,
all right, Bob, here's your headline. Can you tell me how to get my COVID vaccine? Elmo does PSA encouraging shots for kids.
I actually know this. I heard it yesterday on the radio. Yes, he did. That's woke. He absolutely did.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke. Yes. Not a joke.
In the Woker joke folder, Jared, we have a little bit of Elmo. And I didn't know this. Elmo has a dad. Did you know Elmo has a dad?
Well, he
wears
to...
like a Charlie Sheen bowling shirt, and he's got a goatee.
Oh,
yeah, his dad looks like he's got some city miles on him.
His dad looks like he belongs in a Muppet version of the Big Lebowski.
All right, let's hear some of this.
No, Daddy has super duper bandages, just like Elmo.
You were super duper today, getting your COVID vaccine, Elmo.
Yeah, there was a little pinch, but it was okay.
The dad's voice is a little strange. Who does he sound like?
I don't know. He's got this very vague southern accent going on.
Yeah, can I hear that again, actually?
No, Daddy has super duper bandages, just like Elmo.
You were super duper today, getting your COVID vaccine, Elmo.
Your COVID vaccine.
It sounded a little country there. Getting your COVID vaccine.
Yeehaw, Elmo. You got your COVID vaccine.
I mean, well, you have a young child, Taylor. Is Sesame Street?
Absolutely not.
You didn't even know what I was going to say.
Not allowed in the house.
Oh, I was going to say, is it very woke? But okay.
Oh, Sesame Street is very woke, and that's why it's never been on my television screen at home.
But you
have never will be.
But you have Disney Plus.
So?
Disney's very woke.
We selectively choose the programming that we allow Harrison to watch on Disney Plus.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
If you're watching Sesame Street live on PBS, you can't really preview it.
You don't know what they're going to say.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter M. For myocarditis.
Well, you know what? Actually, Fauci was on TV, and I'm not going to play this now, but we have a sound cut from Fauci where he's just talking about how he tested positive, then he tested negative, then he tested positive again. Just craziness. Mike, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your woke or joke headline, Mike?
Yes, I am, Grace and Taylor.
All right, Mike, here is your headline. Democrats propose trans bill of rights to ensure trans Americans can live full and happy lives.
Oh, I'm going to go with woke on this one, Taylor.
That is woke. Very good, Mike.
Not a joke.
Tell us a little bit about that.
This is Pramila Jayapal, who is I think she's the head of this. She's really pushing this. The Trans Bill of Rights has a simple aim to ensure trans people live full, happy lives. She said in a statement, as we witness Republicans and an extremist Supreme Court attack and roll back the fundamental rights of trans people across our country, and as state legislatures across the country target our trans community with hateful, bigoted, and transphobic attacks, we are standing up and saying enough is enough. So basically, the Bill of Rights would be, I don't know, accepted into as part of the Constitution, I presume. And would protect trans people, LGBTQ plus people, from any anti-LGBTQ legislation or perceived anti-LGBTQ legislation.
She mentions all these attacks, these extremist things that are happening. Any citations, or are we just...
I'm sure the Don't Say Gay bill is in there, or banning drag queens from story hour at your local library.
Oh, yeah, the horror of not having the drag queens come to the...
According to Track Trans legislation, 35 states have proposed bills that restrict the rights of trans people this year. I mean, this is a very biased article. This is Pink News. This is a gay website in the UK. But it's not restricting trans rights. It's not giving them new rights.
Right.
Like the bathroom bill, things of that nature.
Right, got it. All right, let's go to Ken. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Ken?
Hey, Grace and Taylor, I'm ready.
All right, Ken, here is your headline. Toronto member of parliament says Blue Jays should boycott the 4th of July game in Oakland over Roe decision.
Wow, that, you know, I think that's woke.
It's a joke, I'm sorry.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Sorry, Ken. Bob, you're up next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Bob?
I am bigly ready.
All right, bigly Bob, here's your headline. Christian Divinity School recites prayer to the great queer one, who's a drag queen and trans man.
Woke.
That is woke, yeah.
Not a joke.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
A drag queen and a trans man.
God is everything, Grace.
But my question is, if you're a trans man and you're, well, I guess
it's like being a train guy like Joe Biden.
But can either, can men and women can be drag queens? I'm asking.
I would assume.
My understanding is that only men can be drag queens.
But now that you can be a man or a woman, depending on how you identify, I guess either.
Seems like a long way to become a drag queen and dress up as a woman to stop being a woman and become a man just to dress up as a woman.
Right. That would seem crazy, right?
That would seem.
That's where I was going with this.
You have to consult the book of RuPaul on that one.
Do you want to hear the prayer?
Sure.
Strange one. Fabulous one, fluid and ever-becoming one. Do not allow us to make our ideas of you into an idol. You are as close to us as our own breath, and yet your essence transcends all that we can imagine. You are mother, father, and parent. You are sister, brother, and sibling. You are drag queen and trans man and gender fluid, incapable of limiting your vast expressions of beauty. Yeah, pretty much.
You have.
You're just saying sounds. There's sounds.
Although I didn't follow the prayer so much, your voice is just stellar.
Thank you.
For that kind of thing. You know, it's very powerful.
That's why I did the morning announcements in high school.
Oh, humble brag alert.
Oh, boy.
Pat, you're up next. Are you ready for your headline, Pat?
Pat and I had my own glasses.
Yes, I am.
All right, Pat.
You had your own, did you say you had your own glasses?
My own glasses, yeah. I didn't have to borrow anybody's glasses to read my script. It's a joke. Don't look too deeply into it, Grace.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay. Pat, are you ready for your headline?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, Pat, here is your headline. Brunswick bows to pressure, changes eight ball from black to gray.
That's woke.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's not.
Oh.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
We are going to break here. I thank you all for participating. We had mostly big-time losers today, but that's okay. We had some winners. Taylor, you got anything left there?
That's all.
Oh, nothing left over.
No.
All right. Well, that's good. We got through everything. We'll be right back with Anthony from Aviva Trattoria. Taylor, thanks for coming in the studio. Thank you all for partaking. Don't go anywhere. We still got a lot of show left to do. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You know nothing about anything, frankly. You're a loser.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Thank you all so much for participating in Woke or Joke this week. And as always, it's brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Joining us now is Anthony DePalma, the head chef at Aviva. He joins the show. Anthony, thanks so much for coming on today.
Grace, thank you so much for having us once again. We're so excited to be here today.
Anthony, normally I don't play favorites with Aviva locations, but we have to give some special shout outs here to Malden. Talk about what you guys put on this past weekend.
Oh, boy. So, you know, our great friends over at Phantom Gourmet for the first time a Phantom Food Festival in downtown Malden. And Grace, I've got to tell you something. I remember going to Malden as a kid, and it wasn't anything like it was last weekend. Food's all over the place. Two streets shut down. The mayor of the city there, Christensen, just did a wonderful job introducing so many new restaurants to Malden. I think we had probably over 7,000 guests walking on the streets. A beautiful weekend day. Just being able to sample food from around the city, you know, all through Phantom Gourmet and all their wonderful things that they do for small restaurants just like us. So it was an incredible weekend from Malden. We've got so many different things happening right now over there. We've got Thursday night patio parties happening. Starting up here real soon, we'll be offering shrimp and oysters on the half shell out in the patio. And I think, you know, I don't have to tell you, we've got some of the best craft cocktails all around town. And our new features are coming up here. Actually, we're rolling into our new features. I got a message from a buddy of mine, Mike Craven, saying, Mamma Mia, that Italian smash burger, the smashed out Aviva meatball burger that we're making right now is one of the top things on the menu. And we're getting so many comments about that roasted beet and grain salad, new special that we're added with quinoa, figs, cranberries, candied walnuts, like really awesome, fresh, creamy citrus balsamic vinaigrette. So we're, you know, we're bringing the food in for the summertime. Obviously, it's 4th of July weekend. We will be closed at all locations on Monday to help our staff celebrate, you know, a little appreciation with our family. But it is summertime. The patios are open. The days are long. People are just out and about, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to check out the menus, you can go to avivatrattoria.com. If you have any allergies or, you know, if you're gluten-free, they have great options for you. And another thing I want to highlight, Anthony, it's such a celebratory time right now. We're heading into summer. Everyone's looking forward to July 4th. You guys have some great cocktails that I think the audience would like to know a little bit about.
Yeah, I mean, Brittany's been all over this cocktail menu, and I'm telling you, some of the things she's pulled up, and it seems to be like every week there's a new cocktail over there. But whatever she's twisting up at the locations has just been fascinating. We've got the one of her margaritas right now, a top-notch margarita. Obviously, we're always doing a Tito's vodka drink. The drinks are full. They're full of fruit. But again, sipping on that in the patio, on any one of our patios, helps any type of food go down nice and easily and with a lot of extra fun. So they're all there.
Yes, and all of these Avivas, all the locations are beautiful. There's patios, there's fire pits. You cannot go wrong. And if you go to gracecurlyshow.com right now and click on store, you can purchase a $50 gift card for half off. That's just $25 for a half off Aviva Trattoria gift card. And you can go check out any one of these Avivas and say hi to Anthony. Enjoy the delicious food and drink and just ring in the summer right. We'll be right back with more. Thank you, Anthony. We'll talk to you very soon. Don't go anywhere. Big last hour coming up.